Tonight, if you're getting ready for the red, white, and blue and setting up your home base to watch the Olympics, one thing that's going to disappoint you is the fact that when you see our crew march in with all the pride you can imagine to the stadium in London for the opening games, just know that everything they are wearing was made in China. Ralph Lauren's people scrambling to release statements talking about pride in the USA, but turns out that they've contracted with China to make the berets and the blazers and the pants and all of that stuff. So some could hear that and say, well, it's cheaper. It's cheaper, right? Isn't it about making a profit? There's just something wrong inherently about the Olympics, the outfits that are made overseas. You might see it in a different way. If so, please shed the light during this Hour of America tonight. Hey, speaking of athletes, coming up, we're going to talk to Dr. David Geyer. Great guy. Has a lot to say. One of the foremost, really leading docs when it comes to sports medicine. Forever in a day, he's dealt with professional athletes, but also the weekend warriors like many of you are. You know, you're doing your thing during the week, and then you decide you're going to go out, and you're like a pro football player when you play your touch football game, or you're out on the court with a little one-on-one, and you don't understand why your ankle was turned backwards, and you just can't seem to snap it into place. So he's some great suggestions about what you can do. He's coming up. He's waiting right now patiently in our green room in South Carolina. So he'll be up next here on the show. Besides talking to Dr. Geyer, there's a lot of things for all of us to jaw about. And besides the Olympic outfits just being the outrage of the day, the other thing I think that's taken up a lot of space across America has to be now that this Jerry Sandusky report done by the former FBI director Louis Freeh is released. And, you know, it's over 260 pages, pretty much says, listen, folks, they knew at the university what was going on for a very long time and didn't say anything. Nobody did anything. Sandusky was there. He used the locker rooms. He used the showers. He was doing his thing with his nonprofit, and all of this was going on, and yet there were more than hints, because obviously with McQueary seeing the graduate students, seeing what had happened the one time in the shower with Sandusky, and that was taken to the president of Penn State at the time, Graham Spanier, and Joe Paterno, the iconic football coach. Now it's really spun out of control for the Nittany Lions. I know there are a lot of people that listen to the show because I've gotten emails from many of you who are alums from the school and are very disappointed about so much that has happened as a result of Sandusky's arrest and ultimately being convicted. And now, you know, he won't see the so-called light of day. But I still go back to the same thing. It is about the victims. How do we forget the victims in all of this? So they'll get money from the university, but does that put their head on straight? No, not really. Except for something you could take away from this is that now maybe other universities, other schools, other people in power will be held accountable. The people around them will be held accountable for things that they might see and not reporting it. It could be a criminal offense, and in some cases, like in Florida, it will be. So that, I think that, since that's happened, that's a very good thing, because it just points the spotlight once again on some very creepy, creepy people that should not be around kids, that should not be in this position. also coming up on the show at the tail end. We'll check the mailbag. And most of the mail today was filled with people talking about, excuse me, the Olympic scuttlebutt over the uniforms. And, of course, politicians weighed in on this. Some that you might recognize, a couple of them from New York, Congressman Steve Israel and Kristen Gillibrand. Here's what they had to say about the unis.
This is America. We landed Americans on the moon. We're able to make uniforms for athletes to wear in London. Made in America is not just a label. It is an economic solution. We've got 600,000 vacant manufacturing jobs in America right now. And the U.S. Olympic Committee should not be outsourcing our products to China.
I think it's just wrong that these uniforms are being made in China. I think we could do better. They should be made in America. And that's what we stand for. And we should be showing our best, not just to athletics, but also best manufactured products.
Yeah, so once again, it's about outsourcing. And ultimately, of course, there would be some of that. Of course, we've got exports and naturally people with the corporate tax, we could argue about that, look to other places to try to get things made cheaper. But I don't know that I would let a lot of those corporations off the hook quite that easy. In this case, it's very surprising that the Olympic Committee didn't trace this all the way through. And I can only imagine, like, people like Izzy listening to the show in Missouri, and this gets under her skin just like it does mine. In fact, she called a couple of nights ago to tell us about some American-made products because she's always on the lookout for that tough things to get, like tea towels and other things that you just would think, oh, they're not made in America. Remember, we did our little experiment, and so many of you told me about what you found where you would flip things over and you thought, naturally, this has to be made in America. And, of course, it wasn't, and you were shocked by that. The reason I did that is because I went around my own place and had no clue that so much of what I had picked up and just assumed was made in this country was not. So the flap over the uniforms is not going away anytime soon. The Olympic Games are just 14 days away. So there's a couple of weeks in between this. It's not going to be changed. I mean, these uniforms are pretty much done, and I don't think they're not going to burn them as the Senate Majority Leader suggested, Harry Reid. We should just burn them all. Well, they're not going to burn the uniforms, but there's going to be a big stain, I think, on Ralph Lauren and his company and the Olympic Committee for not realizing what, excuse me, ultimately the contracting, where that was going, and that it had gone to China, and not realizing that. I guess not asking the right questions is probably what it was, came down to, because Polo, Ralph Lauren gets it. It becomes a Polo thing, and they don't know ultimately where it's all put together. Dr. Geyer in the wings coming up next on America Tonight.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and the nooks and crannies in between. Very excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room. He's a sports nut, so he might be glued to ESPN or Fox or I don't know what we have serving up going on there. He would appreciate, I think, my sports background, the book that I just have out, Level the Playing Field, and working at WFAN covering those Yankees. Dr. David Guyer joins us now. He's a sports injury expert. Dr. Guyer, you're so busy. We are so pleased to have you on America Tonight.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, you realize you have a cool job in many senses because, of course, you're a doctor, but you have the fantasy of a lot of people where you get to spend some time, even if it's a little bit different, with the likes of, C.C. Sabathia and those kind of people. As I mentioned, my time with the Yankees and Andy Pettit. Does that, when you go to dinner parties, do people always hit you up for stories about some of the famous sports people you know?
Yeah, absolutely. The funny thing is people always want to know that they don't care as much about the injuries talking to me one-on-one as much as they just want to know what these guys are like and these female athletes are like. There's so much intrigue about what they would be like off the field and, you know, having, you know, kind of backstage access, I guess. You know, it always makes people want to know more.
So if we look at some statistics, and I always say that so many people listening to us right now are weekend warriors, you know, playing tennis, out doing other things, ultimate frisbee. We have a wide range here in ages and whatnot, and certainly a lot of children. And we see that with kids, they've got coaches, they start young. You have 30 million kids, I think it is, children and adolescents that are in youth sports, what we would call youth sports in our country, and injuries are all over the board. Have you seen some injuries really spike with kids? Are you concerned about some of the things we're starting to see?
I think we really are starting to see a significant increase. Some of that, like you mentioned, is partly related to just the natural increase in participation, which is a great thing. There's so many great positive benefits to sports in so many types of health. But the problem that we're also seeing is injuries increasing with that. And the good and bad of that is that a large percentage, we think somewhere around half or maybe more of those injuries in youth sports are overuse injuries. And we can actually prevent those if we take the proper steps.
So what are some of the things people can do? What can you do when you say overuse? What can parents, let's say with kids, what can they do now?
Well, to a certain extent, it's as simple as it sounds. I mean, these kids are essentially, they're doing too much. They're playing too much, practicing too much. So as parents, some of the simple things I would recommend, you only have your child play for one team a season, not play for the school and a travel team, and not play a single sport year-round. I would let them vary sports by the season. You know, let maybe play baseball in the spring and swim team in the summer and maybe soccer in the fall, that kind of thing. So you avoid some of the repetitive stress that builds up playing day after day and months and years at a time.
Is there anything, you know, equipment has changed so much in tennis, and of course you have a tie to tennis because you were the six-time chief physician for the Family Circle Women's Tennis Tournament, and you know, a lot of the tennis players, the pro tennis players, grow up playing young, and equipment has changed, but equipment sometimes has made the injuries worse because while it's more exciting and you can hit the ball further, you could argue about wooden rackets and graphite rackets and all that kind of stuff, but purely from the medical point of view, have you just seen more injuries crop up even with the advancement of technology?
I actually think that's a fantastic point. I think technology is great. It's let athletes perform at a much higher level, but with that technology, it's changed the games. It's changed the sports. They've become much more about power and about speed and agility that, you know, with no due disrespect to the athletes of the earlier eras, the athletes now, I mean, the strength and the speed and the stamina required to play these sports is tremendous, probably as high as it's ever been. Well, if you think about it, that, you know, strength and stamina, everything that's required to do that takes a tremendous toll on their bodies. Technology helps to a certain extent, but you're not going to overcome the tremendous forces on the parts of the body, especially in the sports that it's the same motion over and over and over again.
Yeah. Are we seeing, you know, because you've been in this game a long time, are you seeing a certain type of injury more than you've seen in the past?
I think what we're seeing is, and it really depends on the sport, because each sport has its risks based on the mechanisms involved in the sport. So a sport like baseball is going to have shoulder and elbow injuries in the repetitive throwing. Same with swimming and tennis. Whereas a sport like soccer or football is going to be largely lower extremity injuries. I think in certain sports, I think you're absolutely seeing a rise in injury. I think probably the best example of that is the Tommy John injury in baseball that 20 years ago, that was an injury that was only suffered by professional pitchers. And now we've, over the last 10 years or so, we've seen it trickle down to the college level and even into the high school level. And if there isn't a better example of an injury that we can potentially prevent, it's that one. But these kids are pitching too much. They're throwing pitches that their bodies aren't ready for, and they're getting hurt way earlier than they used to.
Yeah, and we've seen that too with soccer. Girls, a lot of girls play soccer, and they're talking about, and here comes the big question always, the concussions across the board, the concern over concussions with professional football players. And I had no idea it's a terrible problem with young girls and soccer. And when you look at concussions, I mean, do we know as we measure how much is too much and when you should get off the field? Or would you suggest that maybe sometimes it used to be, boy, you just stay in there, that they need to get off the field faster?
Well, no, I think that, first of all, I think that I can't stress enough the point you made about we're, to a certain extent, so relieved as sports medicine physicians because we've known or started to realize that trend with female sports, especially soccer, for the last few years. It's just now getting media attention how common concussions are in a sport like soccer, but really all female sports. The thing that we have to do as parents and as coaches and the athletes themselves, and then obviously the physicians and the trainers, we have to be very, very diligent at looking for the signs and symptoms to know what to look for, and if there's any change at all, any symptoms, not just headaches, dizziness, I mean, anything out of the ordinary, you have to pull them. A lot of these, if you treat them early and appropriately treat them, hold them out of sports as long as they need, you know, potentially get them to a neurologist for formal testing if you need it. But if you take them very seriously and don't just rush them right back into play, we can very likely minimize some of these really, really dangerous long-term effects that we're starting to see in a number of sports.
Yeah. And we're speaking with Dr. Geyer, of course, Director of Sports Medicine at the Medical University of South Carolina. And, you know, when we talk about sports medicine and the advancements in sports medicine have to be spectacular. To you, what's the most exciting thing that you've seen breakthroughs in some kind of surgery or some kind of procedure anyway?
Well, I think that over the last decade, this trend towards almost all of the surgeries can be done through either very small incisions or done through a scope, as opposed to you see the guys now that are 40s and 50s with these big long incisions on their knees or their shoulders. I think that we're getting to recreate and fix anatomical structural injuries through much less invasive procedures. And I think long term, this allows athletes, both sexes, any age and skill level, to not only get back faster, but potentially have longer careers. I think that's been a huge advance. The other thing that I think that I see coming, and most of us are excited about, but still a little weary about, is potentially the development of cellular-based treatments to try to prevent injuries before they ever need surgeries. The stem cells, the platelet-rich plasmas, we're still a long way off from some of these problems that we've never been able to treat, but I think we're heading in the right direction to potentially get people healthier bodies much longer in their lives.
Yeah. And you see all age ranges, right, Doc? Do you see, you know, from young kids to the older swing, like I said, the weekend warriors. So I guess it's a weird catch-22 because a lot of people are involved in sports.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think at least I look at athlete as somewhat of a generic term. Obviously, we all know the college and pro athletes. But I would argue that anyone that plays, say, a recreational sport or, you know, maybe just likes to lift weights or run or do some activity for fun, exercise, overall health, whatever it is, in my mind, they're all athletes. And it's so gratifying to do what I do, to be able to get people back to the sport or exercise that they love to do.
Yeah. Dr. David Geyer, please don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on the show again.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Romney wants to be president, but Barack Obama wants another four. The recent polls, some of them show Obama slightly ahead, but then you can also find polls that show that they're neck and neck, and, you know, there's that margin of error thing. To be sure, and we've talked about this at the top of the week, I mentioned in our conversation with former Congressman Bob Ney and what insiders were telling him, and comparing notes with what I knew, there's no question that this presidential race is a lot closer than the Democrats would like it to be, and certainly is not a lock for the Republicans by any stretch of the imagination, for whatever that means. So the race is heating up, less than 4 months to go, and you got each candidate really going after each other. I'm starting to see a lot of the commercials that are popping up on the tube now. They're accusing each other of making stuff up, of lying. Romney now with the Cayman Islands stuff, and what was the money at Bain Capital. And you have Romney's people demanding an apology after the president's aide said that he might have committed felony with his SEC filings. And this is, I mean, the Democrats are going to play this up because this is the card. What did he make? How much is he worth? His IRAs has $250 million in it. How is that possible? And all that kind of stuff. And trust me, on the Sunday, I call it the Sunday swirl, the political shows, this is what you're going to hear over and over and over again. And the other thing is a couple of things. One, because you're going to have that vote on the Bush tax credits, basically, or tax extension. The fact that now, and we've explained this in depth here on America Tonight, now when you look at your paychecks, depending on what it is you make, you're getting extra because that money pretty much is not going into Social Security. I mean, it's definitely not going into Social Security. But what happens to Social Security in the meantime? So you get used to that. And for some people, it could mean $2,000 less, $3,000 less. In the end, for a year, could mean 80-something a paycheck, could mean 150 a paycheck. And when you're really scraping things together, trust me, that money means a lot to a lot of people. And they're used to it. They're not even thinking about it now. So the wild, wicked debate continues to be over that. And ultimately, there's going to be a vote by the end of July. So maybe this doesn't end up flying over the fiscal cliff after all. Because it's going to be nasty when we get to January with the spending, with the cutting, with the trying to decide, with the taxing. I can't keep it straight. It's just pure chaos. It's not even a cliff. It's just a massive whirl of chaos that's coming out of Washington when it comes to taxing or not taxing, what bracket. This is why I keep going back to this whole thing of a flat tax. But, hey, I'm not in the House and I'm not in the Senate, so I can only push like the rest of you, but I don't have that vote. And that vote's going to be pretty interesting. The thing that's really been kicked around a lot is what ultimately, when we talk about taxes, and you know that the Democrats and really Obama, I guess, saying he'll veto anything if you're talking about 250. So anybody making over 250, you got to pay more. You're paying more. That's it. That's the line of demarcation. And you actually have some Democrats like Chuck Schumer, where he's one of the more liberal Democrats, certainly, that's in Washington representing New York, who says, wait a second, you know, 250 in New York, 250 is different than what it is in Texas or Iowa. That's too low. 250, it's got to be up to, you know, $500,000 or more than that. So there's no layup in this thing. There's no layup. And there's now actually you're going to see, I think, some Democrats and some Republicans, only a few, but a few of them may come together on this. But it's the, you know, what is fair? What is the fair share? That's the key thing. Let's go out to Rick, who's listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Boo, 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 boo.
I'm boo, boo, boo.
The NAACP.
The NAACP?
Yeah,
the Prez. The Prez didn't. The Prez couldn't get him on the schedule.
No, they Romney. They booed him.
Oh, well, they're also booing Obama behind the scenes because he didn't bother to show up, and he sent everybody else around him, including Joe Biden.
They drug up some guy I never heard of before. He's supposed to be for the black people. Where he come from. Paid him off something to say that.
All right, so you're saying that, okay, it's because he got booed. What, do you think that's foreboding for the election?
Yeah. I don't think the black people are going to vote for Obama.
But I'm going to disagree. I'm going to say some won't, but some will. I don't think as a whole it depends. Educated, not educated, you know, that kind of stuff.
They might be a few vote for him, but I think the majority won't.
What about the conservative black folks?
Conservatives.
Oh, there's, trust me.
Who's conservative anymore?
Hello, remember Herman Cain? Remember, and we've had people on our show talking about that from various institutions. I mean, that are black Americans who are conservatives, who call themselves.
John Roberts is a conservative. Look at what he does. There's no such thing as a conservative.
All right. So you say just in name only is what you're saying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, name only.
Yep. So listen, I need to get your take on this because I know you're going to have a hot opinion on this. The biggest story going, leave Washington aside for a second, is the fact that our Olympic uniforms were made in China pretty much.
Yeah.
Come on, now that's a boo. That's worth a bigger boo than anything.
Well, I mean, who's the bonehead who's in charge of that? I mean, come on.
Well, really, here's what happened. The International Olympic Committee, they hire Ralph Lauren, and then Ralph Lauren contracts out with China. That's what happened.
But you thought the United States would have kind of said, wait a minute, we want American-made stuff, not American.
Yeah, you would think. I agree. You would think that would happen.
Yeah, somebody's asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, as always.
Yeah, but... Well, I had to get my booze in, so...
Boo, Rick. Hey, and keep this on your calendar in a couple of weeks, partner, because you love this stuff. We're doing a medal count contest. So,
what?
A medal count contest, like nail the score. How many medals do you think the United States is going to win? Gold, silver, bronze. Just a total medal count, but you could also do the individual ones and maybe you hit something.
Yeah,
like it's like the Wheel of Fortune.
I have to watch it.
Well, you can easily look up the medal count, and we will tell everyone the medal count every day. But we're going to have a medal count contest, which I think is so cool. You better start doing your research.
Well, some of that stuff they filed in there is really not important. The stuff in the Olympics didn't work.
Oh, come on. We're definitely, you'll get full.
That's not a sport.
What isn't a sport?
Badminton.
Yeah, well, I agree with you there.
Volleyball, that's not a sport.
Volleyball, you guys like volleyball because it's sand volleyball. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
There isn't a man alive I know that it doesn't like watching sand volleyball.
Yeah, but that's right, not a sport. Not being played on a hard court.
All right, we'll have that argument another time. Rick, drive safely.
Yeah.
Two hands on the wheel. Bye-bye. So it is a good time to remind you a couple of things. One, you can go to the website americatonight.net and click on Press 4. We've got a contest going on right now where if your name, if ultimately you're the winner and you can enter every day, you'll win an iPhone or $200. Because some people won't want the iPhone, they have a phone, they're in a contract, whatever. But if you want the iPhone, you can take it, and if not, you get the $200, and that's Press 4. You can go to americatonight.net or go to press4.com, and we will have the medal count contest, too, and that's coming up in a couple of weeks. We don't have the opening ceremonies. It's, what, 14 days away. So do the math, and we'll get there pretty quickly, let's say. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to head to the mailbag. Yep, a lot of you sending in mail about a couple of different things, but it seems that we can't get away from this whole Olympic controversy over the clothing being made in China. There's just something about saying that this is our Olympics. It's like I said with the Girl Scout uniforms. You had a plant that was making them, and then they decided they were going to sub them out someplace else because it was going to be cheaper. And then ultimately, because there was so much backlash, they being the Girl Scouts, decided not to do it. So this seems to be the thing that's most on your mind, but not the only thing. We're going there next on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song.
All right, always on the show, like Rick obviously called and is familiar to people who listen to America Tonight because of his opinions and calling in for a long time now. You can certainly also join that party and let your voice be heard, or just have some fun. We're kicking it around at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Or I always say you can shoot us an email, and this is a very big emailing kind of crowd, a kind of crowd where people think about it and then email me sometimes, many times, in fact, during the day. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
DeMail! DeMail is here!
Ooh!
Thanks, Homer. All right, this one comes to us from Billy, who says, Kate, have you seen lately all the headlines about Condi Rice? You called it a long time ago. You listed a bunch of VP potentials. You had Condi pretty high on the list. So I guess you're not shocked that now that's seriously being discussed. Well, you know, what's interesting is the timing of this, and you heard Rick say there about the fact that Mitt Romney got booed at the NAACP, you know, when he was there at the convention, he was booed, and he expected that he wasn't going to get a warm welcome. So some are saying, well, you know, what better to turn the tide, since they were talking about Condi anyway and a woman, than really, really reaching out to her and having her on the ticket, because you would kill two birds with one stone in a way. Well, there was an email that was sent out to a lot of supporters today saying that some, and do you love this? Is this, how's this for vagueness? Because really, here we are, middle of July, and the email says, sometime between now and the Republican convention, Mitt will announce his choice for VP. Okay, really? So what, in the next 35 days, we're going to let you know who that's going to be. The odds-on favorite now seems to be Rob Portman, and the senator from Ohio. It used to be Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. And he definitely is being vetted, as Portman is being vetted, too. But the curveball is the name of Condi Rice. She's come up before, though. And constantly what you hear is, oh, no, 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 no. She's not interested. No, 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 no. She doesn't want that job. She's coveted other positions, and she's in academics now, and why is she going to do that? I mean, why is she ditching out of that? She's never been elected to office, and she's going to do that. At this point, she worked, obviously, in the White House, Secretary of State, and she's going to go to VP. But sometimes the power of persuasion and conversation can surprise you, where you don't think that's really a possibility. You don't think there's any chance that Condi Rice is gonna jump on the ticket, and then suddenly wake up and there's your VP. Even on our website, we have a little poll. How important is the VP to you? How much do you think that matters to Mitt Romney? I mean, is that going to sway a bunch of independent voters? Is that going to have, you know, is that going to send a pack of Democrats the way of Mitt Romney instead of voting for Barack Obama? And as Rick said, the NAACP convention's in Houston, and the fact that, you know, he kept saying his goal, Mitt Romney, was to repeal Obamacare, that's what drew the boos. The fact that he said he was going to reform and save and do all these other things, that's what drew out the boo birds. When he was at the podium, I'll call it the podium because it was, and he was addressing the convention. That's what really sent him off the rails. Really sent him in the direction where they started to, it just rained down on him. They started to come after him. So what's interesting is that Obama skipped the whole thing. He didn't even show up for this one. He sent some people in his place, including, I already mentioned this, the VP, but he didn't do it. He said his schedule was just too packed for him to be able to swing it, frankly, and he couldn't make it. There's no way he could have possibly physically made it. That's the excuse anyway from the White House. What kind of an effect it'll have would be interesting. All right, I'm digressing too much. Quickly, let's jump back to a couple of other things. This one from Tamika, who says, wow, Katie Delaney, thumbs down on this Olympic wear. I'm sure you are aware of it, but how is it that a company like Ralph Lauren wouldn't get that people would be upset if they found out that they contracted cheap labor to work on the outfits that the American athletes would wear? Well, that's the million-dollar question. How is it they wouldn't realize that? You know, we live in an age where it's very tough to hide. It's getting tougher and tougher to hide things because of social media, the whole internet thing, the access, the iPhones, the immediacy that there is in information, the flow of information. And all it takes is anybody knowing one shred of the truth or the truth or whatever. And it's out there, baby. It's out there sinking your battleship. So that's, you know, it's a good question. How is it? How is it? That's what we want to know. All right, this one comes to us from Brian, who apparently is listening to us in the great state of Connecticut. And Brian says, Kate, I bet you're aware of this, but when I woke up this morning, I was listening to radio, and I was listening to the arguments over our Olympic clothing. I can't believe honestly anybody would even argue on the other side of it. You have as many Democrats that are upset as Republicans are upset. So it seems to me this should be a layup issue for anybody in Washington. Yeah, theoretically it should be a layup issue, but they're not going to do anything. What are they going to do? They're going to make the uniforms. They're going to go with the uniforms, and that's it. They're not going to, there's nothing that is going to change between now and 14 days, because that's how long we're talking about. 14 days. Think about it. Not a long time. Not a long time. And certainly not enough to scurry and change things. Tim is listening to us in New York. Tim, give us your take.
Well, back, I can't think, it was probably like, let's say it was 10 years ago. There was a company here in northern New York that was bidding on supplying fabric for the corrections officers and the troopers' uniforms through the state of New York budgetary. And they lost out to a Japanese company at the time. So it's all about the money. Okay, that's why we're sending professional basketball players into the Olympics.
Yeah.
We've sent professional hockey players into the Olympics. It boils down to it's all about the money. And what we're hearing from people, do people raise the concern, but it's basically lip service. It really still just comes down to the almighty dollar. There's no, like Vermont has a Vermont First in their contracting for state work. New York does not have that. New York puts out to the lowest bidder. So, you know, I mean, like I said, it's about the almighty dollar, and it'll blow over, and the same thing probably will happen again.
Yeah.
4 years from now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's a, you know, there's a couple of different things you could look at. Remember the whole thing that happened with the Girl Scout uniforms, too, where they were going after the lowest bid they could get, and then people were outraged because, how American can you get with the Girl Scouts? Thanks for sharing that piece of information, Tim. Interesting, because certainly there are just people that are, their hair's on fire over this whole thing, and there's nothing, it's not going to change. I mean, this is done deal. Done deal, folks. Nothing is happening here. Thanks so much for the call. Harry Reid can say, let's burn the uniforms, but there's not going to be a massive burning of the uniforms that the athletes are wearing to this Olympics and to this opening ceremony. I mean, we're 14 days away from London. Come on now.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.